Is there any word from the Lord? Christ is your answer. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. There is word from the Lord. And now our pastor and founder, Evangelist Richard D. Hinton.
Praise God. Well, praise God. Saturday, we're grateful to the God of our salvation. Again, the same story. Christ is the answer. This is the breakthrough hour, and before this hour would have expired, you would have had a breakthrough to God. Oh, I know we're a type of people, we're so quick to get used to the same rigmarole, the same thing, you know, the same thing. But brother, it's going to take the same thing in order to usher us into the kingdom. We need to know him as the answer. Now, if Christ is the answer, it isn't Christ that have the problem. It's men and women that have the problem. But it's Christ who is the answer. When I look and see all of these people in this visible audience, and wherever my voice is heard in the invisible audience, I hear and see nothing but problems. But isn't it an amazing thing to know that Christ is not the problem? Christ is the answer. Oh, hallelujah. Man. And I tell you something else too, if you walk with God and hang in there and let God do his perfect work in you, you won't be the problem, but you'll be the answer to many problems. But this is the purpose. This is the purpose. This is the purpose. We want at this time for every one of you all over the temple, amen, you that's enjoying what God is doing in you, to you, with you, and for you, I want you to lift those hands in spite of what's going on, in spite of how you feel, and let's bless him real good. Come on, everybody. Everybody, let's bless him. Let's bless him. Glory to God. Glory to God. My soul is on fire. Oh, thank you, Jesus. None like you nowhere. God, you are right with me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, King Eternal, wonderful Son of God, my King Eternal, my all in my all, bless his high and holy name. Thank God. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated if you can. Extended invitation in behalf of all of the members, those that are listening to this broadcast, all of the members of Monument, on this coming Friday, I'm going to take the rostrum at 8 o'clock. I have things that I want to discuss with the members of Monument, and I want all of the members of Monument to be here on this coming Friday on time, because I'm going to start at 8 o'clock sharp. That's this coming Friday, all of the members of Monument. God bless you. Do that, and the Lord will bless you. Amen. We're going into the Word of God at this time. To the best of our ability, we're going to try to pour a quart in a pint and get as much of the message in that we can. So when we get off the air, we're going in the air. So those of you that's anyways near around, if you would just turn your car in this direction, unless you're going to your own church home, these things are considered and understood. For those of you that just have the evening off, why don't you just head this way? Now, the message tonight may not be popular, but God has been dealing with me with this message all week. And I don't know, the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the more disturbed and the more confused Christians and the people of God are becoming. And I know this is a trick of the enemy, because Jesus said in the 24th chapter of Matthew, said, Master, when shall these things be? Thank you. And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? They asked him three things. Master, in the 24th chapter of Matthew, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? The first thing he said was, take heed. that no man deceive you. Now, the very fact he said, take heed that no man deceive you, give us to know that this is the age of deception. And you see, the devil is fanning folks. He's not just fanning them to sleep, but people are become in a lackadaisical place. Some have become in a backslidden state, and they know it, but it don't seem to bother them. They're in a state of apostasy, and I mean, it just don't seem to bother them. And that was a time when people were so conscientious and conscious about their soul, until if they didn't feel they were right, they got uneasy and made you uneasy to help them get it together. But now people are giving you the impression that everything is all right and you've got enough to carry you in, and you're God's child no matter what you do. But now be careful, because for all you know, you just may be God's lost child, and it's too late in the day to be lost. Now, I'm preaching this in as much love as I can portray tonight, but the Bible said the truth shall set you free. Now, in the book of Galatians, and you know, I can appreciate the ministry of anybody that will not preach one-sided to me. I mean, tell me all about me. Don't just tell me smooth things and tell me I'm all right. That's why the Lord has to many times carry his people up the rough side of the barn. Then Sarah got a little jealous, you know. But then God said to Abraham, I didn't intend for that to be. That's your stuff. That's your mess. You did that. You went ahead of me. But I intend for it to come through your wife, Sarah. And you know how she felt, a woman way on the other side of the hill, and God bless her to give birth to a child. You do good to look at it, much let alone hold the baby. And so naturally, when Isaac was born and Isaac got a few years of age, then Ishmael and Isaac couldn't get along. The two children were persecuting and fighting all the time, and naturally Sarah wasn't going to have that. And she said to Abraham, somebody's got to go. This house isn't big enough for Ishmael and Isaac. I'm sick and tired of Ishmael, which means flesh, child of the flesh, persecuting Isaac, the child of promise, which represents the Spirit of God. I'm sick and tired of this flesh warring against my spirit and my spirit warring against my flesh. Somebody's got to go. This house isn't big enough. And this is what's the matter with the church world and a lot of folks in it. You trying to have church with Ishmael and Isaac. You trying to serve God with flesh and spirit. You trying to do God's will with self and flesh in your life. And the both of them can't mix as sure as the world, because the flesh is an enmity against God and it can't conceive the things of God. That's why when your spirit wanna fast, your flesh get more hungry than ever. That's why when the Lord say yes, your flesh says no. That's why when your spirit is willing, the old flesh is weak. And this is why your spirit's got to be strong enough to tell your flesh you're going to behave and you're going to do what the spirit tell you to do. Why don't you say yeah? We have messed up this thing. And this is why there's so much weakness in the church. Some folk don't even know flesh from spirit. They look at flesh and call it spirit. If you ain't don't mind, you'll preach in the flesh. You'll prophesy in the flesh. You'll sing in the flesh. You'll speak in tongues in the flesh. You'll carry out in the flesh. And nothing is glorified but the flesh. But God said, don't let your flesh carry you to hell. As we stay before God and say, God, flesh is on parade like never before. I'm sick of your flesh. I'm sick of my flesh. I'm sick of everybody else's flesh. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Why don't you say glory? Why don't you say glory? So this is what's happening. The flesh is persecuting the spirit. The flesh is messing up against the spirit, and the flesh is trying to hinder the spirit. I mean the spirit in your individual life, but it's not going to work until one of them becomes subject to
Two kings can't sit on the same throne. One's got to give way for the other. If the spirit is going to reign, the flesh has got to be mortified. The flesh has got to be crucified. It's got to be nailed to the cross. The devil got you thinking because you're saved and because you're sanctified and do have the evidence of speaking in tongues that that's it and your flesh can do anything. But like I say, don't let your flesh carry you to hell. No, you better help me. You better help me. All flesh. The Bible said all flesh. The bishop's flesh, all flesh, the church mother's flesh, all flesh, the evangelist's flesh, the usher's flesh, the presiding elder, the rabbi's flesh, the pope's flesh, the presiding elder, as well as the apostle, as well as the pastor, as well as the evangelist, all of it is grass. It's going to die and stink like everybody else. Body worms is going to destroy. Death is working in our members every day. The outward man is perishing. The flesh is perishing every day. When you come in this world, your flesh come in dying. You've got to feed it because it's a mortal body. It's a death-doomed body. And many of us is getting out of God and failing God over something that's not going to be here, over something that's not going to last, and that is your flesh. The Bible told you to hate your own flesh. Put your flesh in the background and purpose in your heart. If this job is to be done, it's got to be done by the Spirit. If this job is to be done, it's got to be done by the Spirit. Listen, folks, as I look over this congregation and as my spiritual eyes look out over the invisible audience, I can see flesh as a hindrance. The lust of the flesh. The devil's putting appetite. You've never seen so much abnormal appetite in human beings before in all of your life. And I'm not talking about overeating, but appetite of tobacco, appetite of alcoholism, appetite of reefers, appetite of dope. You name it. Every time you turn around, they're trying to find something to appease this old flesh. He'll go with a man and turn around and go with a woman the same night. Nothing but the works of the flesh. You don't want to hear me. Here God made you a man, a two-fisted thoroughbred man, and your flesh is changing on you, and your flesh want to be a woman. Got a physique like Hercules, got a physique like Charles Atlas, got a physique, my God, like Samson, and want to be a woman. Nothing but your flesh. Don't you let your flesh carry you to hell. You scream yourself out and get yourself together, because they that do these things cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I don't care what new move you bring in here. I don't care what new doctrine you bring in here. The Bible is right. Somebody wrong. Yeah. We've got to do it like the Bible says. Say yeah. Yeah. You think because you're in the church that you can go through the church and have every woman, every dress tail in here? Not according to this Bible. It's the work of the flesh. Don't let your flesh carry you to hell. Say, well, what must I do, preacher? I'll tell you what you do. Put it on the altar. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Shout yeah! And be not conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Somebody say, well, preacher, is there any way out? preaches it anyway I'm coming. I'm messed up. I'm guilty. Brother preacher to the charge. The thing you're talking about. I'm victim of it. Is it any hope for me? Is it any help for me? I find it in the book of Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter, beginning at the 26th verse. Listen to what he says. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, I behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Yeah. Yeah. Your flesh has messed you up. Your flesh has messed you up. You got a wife and three sweethearts on the side. You got a husband and two boyfriends. You say, I can't help it. I'm white livered, but I beg to differ with you. Your liver ain't white. Your heart is just black. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. You need to be sanctified. Shout yes. Don't you let your flesh tell you to hate. All of it is grass. The old flesh. Old flesh. Nothing but grass. Old flesh gets so old. You can't do evil. So you sit in a rocking chair and wrinkle up and just think evil. Then if it ain't too old, your flesh is too young, it's full of fire, it's full of vinegar, it's full of pepper, it's full of vitality, hotter than a pepper sprout. You're just so hot till you can't stay saved. You can't get enough. You're staying out the place of victory. Are you listening to me? But God said, listen, I don't care if your flesh is young. I'm the God of all flesh. It may be on fire, but I'm the God of all flesh. Yes. Dumbala, they said Dumbala is the God of voodooism, but he's not the God of all flesh. They said Donna is the goddess Donna. They call her the Mercury God, but she's not the God of all flesh. They tell me that Dumbala is the God of voodooism. But when you talk to Dumbala, he said, I'm not the God of all flesh. Fusion, that's supposed to enlighten you, but he's not the God of all flesh. I'm a creature that has gone by the way of all of the earth, but he's not the God of all flesh. He can't do nothing with your flesh. But I know a man from Galilee. If you in sin, he'll set your soul free. Do you know him? Yes. He's the God of the sick flesh. He's the God of the sick flesh. You're sick and can't get well. The doctors don't know what's wrong with you. Spending your money, and ain't a thing they can do. You've had three operations, and they still can't get to the cause. But he's the God of the sick flesh. Yeah. Yes. You're a homosexual. You can't quit your mess. You're homosexual. You're married, but you've lost your desire for your wife. There's a desire for another man. But I'm come to tell you, he's the God of the homosexual flesh. He'll change you. He'll sanctify you. He'll save you. He'll regulate the forces in your human nature. Shout yes. Shout yes. He's the God of the lesbian flesh. Oh yes, he is. He'll make you take off them Levi's and them loafer shoes and that black leather jacket with the skull and the bone cross your back. Yes, he will. Your hair's cut till your head look bald. Your hair's cut so short I can see your skull. It's a wonder I can't smell your brains. But I know if Jesus got a hold of you, he'll sanctify you. Yes, he will. He'll give you a desire to come out of them men clothes and put you on a dress and get saved and say like the songwriter, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go in the house of the Lord. I'm just wondering, must I preach this thing?
Sanctified.
sanctification. Why don't you say yes? Why don't you say glory? Material things, and I don't knock that, but don't put the cart before the horse. Before you go to giving folks all these promises, back up the scriptures. Every promise has a condition. Every promise in the Bible has a condition, and the condition is for the promise. And don't you think, folks, well, Doc, see, I want to get married so I can stay saved. That ain't gonna keep you saved. You can be married, laying in the bed with your wife, thinking about, had it be Mary Lou. That ain't it. That ain't where it's at. You can be laying right there in the bed. Say, honey, I don't want him to touch me. The only way I can just yield myself to him is to think of George. You laughing. I feel just, you know what I feel? I feel just like that man that stole a hog. He was still in that pig, and he grabbed the pig and was running. And he grabbed the pig by his hind leg and was running. And he said, if you pick up a pig by his hind leg, you know, he just, and he stole that pig and was running with it and had it by his hind leg. And he had it behind the barn, and the pig was, and the man looked at him and said, you may be laughing, but I ain't joking. And brother, that's the best way I can say to you. You folks is, you laughing, but I ain't joking. No. Folks just sitting there and go, cat, if what's in many of our lives, if the Lord let us get to heaven with all of that, before the next eternity, heaven would be just like us down here. If he let the gambler, let the gambler in, Then the liar, you said a liar wouldn't tarry in his sight. You let the gambler in. How come I can't come in? All right, come on. Then here come the thief. Well, what's the difference? You let the gambler and the liar in. All I did was just took one little. All right, come on. Let the fornicator in. Look, I just couldn't help it. I just had more than my supply, that's all. All right, come on. Then you'll have the same mess in heaven, and it'll be more worse. It'll be in glorified bodies. And it'll be a mess shown up. This is why, folks, get it right. Get it right. Get it right with God. Because flesh will carry. Note now, before he got on them nine fruits of the Spirit, he spoke of the 17 works of the flesh. And he said, now listen, they that do these things cannot inherit. They that do these things cannot inherit. I don't want nobody to start walking. Don't start that tonight. Usher, stand at that door. Don't do that tonight. You better not walk out of here. Stand at that door. Amen. If you're in trouble, just strut that walk. And if you ain't got time to stay, don't come here. Don't you start that stuff. Amen. I'm going to finish this thing tonight. You're going to sit here to hear. Amen. The flesh will tell you to hear. Amen. That spirit is existing as never before. This is why a lot of folks can't stay saved. We're trying to get shortcuts. And when he spoke of them 17 works of the flesh, he said, they that do these things cannot inherit. They that do these things cannot inherit. They're not going to make it into the kingdom of God. Then if you're doing these things, what are you doing? Jumping over all of that, saying, now the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering. That don't even apply to you. The Lord didn't give you that double. You didn't get that double. Go back to them 17 works of the flesh and get yourself together. Don't you know if a person is not together and they laying hands all on you, bless him, Lord. I've got to the place, and I believe in laying on of hands. But I'm getting sick of it to this extent. Not of the Spirit. Some of you ain't ready to lay hands on nobody. And some of you gullible folks, just every time you turn around. They ought to lay hands on you, they ought to just slap you in the top of your head till you fall out there. And everybody just laying hands on you. Everybody, every nook and corner. And tell something wrong with you by the way you look, the way you walk. You look all black-eyed. You don't know where you are. Nothing but a trick of the devil. Nothing but a trick of the devil. Amen. Some of you are just full of sin, and ain't some of you haven't even come out of it yet. You can't come out of sin 3 weeks and go to seeing everything for everybody. And those of you that's gullible enough to let them see all of that, they ought to see you fall on your head. And soon as they see it, you ought to fall on it for just being so stupid. Amen. Some folk been saved a long time. And anybody can just leave. Anybody, whichever way. Listen, folk. These 35 to close to 36 years, not preaching, but that I've been saved, I've paid dear. I wouldn't take nothing from my experience. I wouldn't take nothing from a Christian experience. I see some folks doing things. I know where you're going before you get there, because I've seen it before. I've seen it materialize before. Are you listening? And I don't care who you are. You can't get saved today right off the street and go run around with your gifted self and don't learn no church discipline. You're not going to be successful. It can't work like that. Don't let the devil make a fool out of you. And the things that God has saved you from, and I don't say this to create a fear. Some of you, your salvation is just like I told you, the man that killed a Caucasian years ago in the south and went to his best friend's house. He's a doctor after, they're going to lynch me. What do you advise that I do? He said, I advise you keep it going. And when you get to where you think you want to go, keep it going. Some of you, the things that God saved you from, you better keep going. Some of you can't afford to walk as slow as others, because the stuff he saved you from will catch up with you. Some folks can walk slow because they're no threat to the devil.